This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
All right, folks, time to run them down for you. New AMI audio podcasts, that is, that are releasing this week, okay? Ahead of us, Triple Vision gets out on Tuesday and Into You on Thursday. Now, the Best of the Buzz, folks, that already came out this past Saturday. So do check it out, all three of those wonderful podcasts available to you by doing a search and listening in at AMI Audio Podcasts. That's for sure. They're all available to you. Kelly McDonald here with Ramya Muthan.
All right. Well, on Mondays, we also like to check in with our friends from AMI TV because they've got great things going on all the time, including new seasons of Level Playing Field. The third season is set to air on AMI TV, and tonight on AMI This Week, we'll get a little bit of a preview for that. But videographer Matthew McGrick is here to give us a preview of the preview. We like doing that. So really excited to talk about it. Matt, thank you for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Looking forward to it. Okay, we know how awesome Level Playing Field is, but for people who might not be familiar with it, do you mind giving us a little bit of a briefer on what Level Playing Field is?
Yeah, for sure. So Level Playing Field is Canada's only sports series that showcases and celebrates the power of para sport. So each episode, we feature stories of people, organizations, and communities using the power of a sport to connect, evolve, and succeed both in competition and in life. It's a pretty great show. I recommend everyone to tune in and watch it.
So how do you guys, Matt, balance out all of that so that that dose for each person that you're meeting, that we're getting that chance as an audience member to meet, we get that feel and that you guys, how did you work that formula to where you're satisfied with, hey, this is the way kind of we do it. I'm obviously sure sometimes you change it up, may spend a bit more time on the personal or may on the sporting avenue of it, but that itself must have been an interesting mix, an interesting formula to devise.
Yeah, I think that like sport is the theme that kind of weaves all the stories together. But we always let the story depict itself. You know, we let the profiles of the athletes or groups or communities tell their story. So it's a sports show, but it's very human, you know, forward in what we do. And I think it's all good stories, you know, to, you know, in a world full of, you know, strange news. I think it's a nice, good break from the rest of it.
So what is your role, Matt? What is the, you know, the ins and outs of it in your department there as I think a little more than just videographer?
Yeah. So I do a little bit of everything in the show, from the pre-production through to shooting every episode to editing half of the episodes. So I work with a great team to, you know, bring our visions to life, I guess. I guess I would call myself a creator is all it is. and that spans a lot of different things. But one of the fun parts about the job is being able to travel and get out and see all these amazing people. This season, we go from Tofino to Canmore and Toronto. We didn't quite get to the East Coast, a couple of pandemic-related issues, but we hope to get there for the coming seasons.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that, you know, season one and two of Level Playing Field and now into season three, I'm sure that things are you know, feeling a bit different for production wise. Does it feel different on air as well?
You know what? I think we did a good job at making it feel like everything is normal, as normal as it can be. We've had a lot of production challenges shooting the show over the last, it's been almost 2 years of shooting because we got delayed so many times. Change paths so many times. But I think we did a great job at just letting the, like I said, it's the stories about people. And we don't let, you know, the pandemic get in the way of that, I guess.
Awesome.
Right.
Yeah. So cool. When we talk about the show and who's all involved, the show is hosted by 5-time Paralympian Greg Westley. What does he bring to the show?
I think Greg just brings so much energy, so much enthusiasm, and he loves telling these stories as much as the rest of the team does. And I think just his wisdom and experience of those 5 Paralympic Games goes a long way in, you know, knowing what it's like to be there. And he also brings so many connections within this community. If there's a grassroots organization, it seems like Greg is already either on the board or he knows them in some way, shape, or form.
Cool. It's really nice to have, I guess, the people who can, you know, talk to the sports side of it, the experience side of it, all of that is coming out from the host, right? Like his own experiences and perspectives from being in sport.
Exactly. And I think he brings such a unique perspective being on Team Canada's para ice hockey team. You know, it's hockey is everything in Canada, right? So he's seen it all. They've been so fortunate to, you know, travel the world and meet all different people from different countries and different teams, even help develop teams in South Korea for the Pyeongchang Games. I think that his experience just goes so far.
Does he, when you guys are kind of working on the episodes, with that extra knowledge, and I know yourself and Ted Cooper, you guys are all very knowledgeable in sports and, of course, very versed in the para scene when it comes to sports. Does Greg bring so much in that, this is what we could ask, this is something else, this is somewhere I'd like to go? I'm sure that's so amazingly organic with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that everyone has an idea. Like between Ted and I, we have, you know, the TV idea of what to ask and what stories to tell. But then Greg comes in and shows us a different perspective, and it kind of introduces us into a way we didn't think about it, you know, from the behind the scenes kind of, you know, even organizing all these athletes to tell the story has been one of the most challenging parts of Ted's job as a producer, is that their schedules are crazy. They, you know, they could get called off for a week of training in an instant. And then we have to change all of our schedules around. So it's nice to have Greg as that, you know, anchor to show us what it's like to be these athletes.
Nice, yeah. So let's talk about season 3 and what is to come, who we might see, the kind of things being featured.
Yeah, so I'm excited for it to get out. We've been working on it for such a long time. Some great sports, from adaptive surfing and Ling Pai's story to para pickleball, and even Marco Renz in the para biathlon world, adaptive golf. And one that I really love is Volt Hockey, in which we get Greg in one of the Volt Hockey chairs out there with the kids, and it's a great little story.
That's amazing.
That sounds really sweet.
Yeah, especially
the pickleball sounds good too.
Yeah, that and the Volt, we've been talking about that on the program. So it's kind of nice when not only are you guys the only show of its kind, but you're bringing out a lot of stuff. I didn't know about the adapted pickleball. So, you know, we know how popular it is, but you guys are covering those angles too that make people stop and say, oh my goodness, that's there, including to those of us in the community.
I the pickleball one is great. I think Ted and I both became pickleball players after doing the story.
Was that one of the fun ones to shoot? Like, which ones would you say was really exciting or just fun and energetic to shoot?
You know, I think all of them are that. They have that excitement to them, because every time I go out to shoot these stories, it's people that are so passionate about their sport or about their activity, and I really feed off of that. I think one of my favorites was the adaptive surfing story. We got to go out to Tofino and see our Canadian adaptive team, which is at very, you know, grassroots now, but I think it has potential to be in the Paralympics in the future. So I'd love to see the beginning of something and hopefully the best of it in the future.
Yeah, I always found when I was doing stuff and we were looking at, especially as the Pan Am Games approached and different things like that, and you got to know with certain things, for example, the five-a-side soccer and so on, the way it was starting to build, the interest is starting to get there, but seeing how said country starts building said team to get to said Olympics, Paralympics down the way, it's just tremendous, really.
It's great stuff.
For you guys, when you, if someone comes up to you and says, so what's so big about this show? Okay, so you're a first, man. All right, that's nice to know. So you got a wonderful host there. That's cool. You guys all love sports. That's even better. That's what. But what is the selling point you would say to somebody who's that person you're saying, this is the stuff great about the show, and this is what I like?
I personally like to provide the platform to tell these amazing stories. I think sport is sport, whether it's adaptive or high performance. And I think that everyone can enjoy these stories, whether you like sports or not. I think that's a unique part to our show, that you see Sportsnet and TSN, they'll play darts or poker games. But I think that this is the real sports stories, and these are the real Canadians doing, making a difference in their community.
Mm-hmm. Really great. Anything particularly that makes you proud? I mean, through this whole conversation, it sounds like you guys are very proud of the show, and especially how long it took for season three to be put in the works and stretched and made to what it is coming out.
I'm just proud, you know, like I said before, to be able to tell these stories. I think that the public needs to hear them, and I think that they haven't been in the spotlight ever, I think, and I want to see this movement of para sport, adaptive sport, get into everybody's household.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing it with us. And when is season three kicking off on AMI TV?
It will be July the 11th, I believe.
Okay, awesome.
Yes.
A week from today. Cool.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Matt, and all the best.
Thanks, everyone.
Matt McGurk, creator and videographer and video editor, joining us on Kelly & Company. Tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time, is AMI This Week, where you can check out a preview of Level Playing Field.
In the next hour of the program, the Toronto Fringe Festival will be back for another year, and it will be live in person. What else have we got? Danielle McLaughlin, she'll be here to talk to us about what's happening now to people seeking abortions in the United States and how does it affect Canadian law. But up next, Community Reporter Annette Dennis highlights this year's Springbank Garden Party Concert Series. We'll talk to her about it after this.
Hi, I'm Red Sale, inviting you to download the latest episode of My Life in Books, where internationally acclaimed authors discuss their lives, their work, and three books that have resonated with them. That's My Life in Books, available wherever you get your AMI podcasts.